You're listening to a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au/Get Serial or check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
We're joined now by Damon Kowarski, who's a member of the Melbourne Printmakers for that exhibition, which runs from Tuesday the 17th of June until the 5th of July. Damon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming into the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a bit early, but we usually get a bit of slack for making people get up this early, so thank you very much.
So tell us a bit about Melbourne Printmakers.
Okay, it's a collection of 13 printmakers, most of whom have worked at one time or another at the Australian Print Workshop. That's a community access printmaking facility in Fitzroy. And the Joshua McClellan Print Room put a call out to the APW to find some printmakers for a show.
Very nice, very nice. And I was reading on your website that you worked as a courtroom illustrator.
I did.
Oh, cool.
That was back in 2000, 2001.
Yeah.
It's still the case that you're not allowed to take cameras into courtrooms.
Right.
So there's a small niche for people who can draw portraits of the accused. And those, in my case, it ended up on Channel 9 News, but you'd also see them in the newspapers.
Mm. Yeah. How did you come into that job? Because
can you just draw eyes really well? I always find eyes really hard to draw. Like, is that, I'm good at this.
I draw them, they turn out like fish.
Yes!
Right.
Same.
Well, you're supposed to leave the scales off.
No fins?
No fins.
Is that
no fins.
Bella, we should practice.
Yeah. And the bulgy eyes on the side of the goldfish, that also gives it away. I studied art at university, and as I was finishing up, I was thinking about places where drawing was useful.
Mm. Right.
Not just as art, but also as a practical thing, and that was courtroom illustration, scientific illustration, and archaeological illustration. So I had a shot at all of those things.
Yeah, right.
Really? How was archaeological? That's cool.
Well, it wasn't Indiana Jones territory.
No, I was like, what did you draw? That's awesome.
Yeah, there were no crystal skulls or trip switches in the floor, but we had a lot of fun.
No running from big boulders?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, a bit more. Bit
Sean
tame.
Connery wasn't there.
No. Sean Connery?
He was in one of the... He played
he
his dad. Get on it, Mom. I was like, oh, Harrison Ford, you've just made a fool of yourself. No, that's me. Getting back. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so with a lot of that stuff, looking at some of your other work, it's very expressive and creative. I imagine there isn't a lot of, as you said, room for scales in the courtroom.
No, they want different. A pretty accurate picture of the person.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the works that are going into the Melbourne Printmakers.
Okay, so it's all prints, but it's a range of works from etchings, lino cuts, artists from all over Melbourne, but some who are international and living here.
Cool. How did you go about finding the artists? Was there like a applications, or did you kind of go out and seek people? Or?
I didn't organise the exhibition. Yeah. The Joshua McClellan Print Room initially approached the Australian Print Workshop and asked for artists who'd been associated with APW to be put forward for the show. Some of them sent emails with perhaps a website, and from those, 13 people were selected.
Right, amazing.
Is there a reason behind 13? We were just discussing it.
Oh, yes,
June.
It's
Friday the 13th, and how unlucky
it's to
it
match
is.
Your interview today.
Brilliant.
Thank you. So we love when everything just comes together so seamlessly, so thank you
Forward
very much. 13, that's... Well, I'll let you in. I don't know if you should tell anyone. Maybe you need to find someone or cut someone off your list. There's a Viking superstition that if you invite 13 people to dinner, one will die
so
by
don't
the end
have
of the evening.
Well,
so make you. I think you need to find another artist. Well, Bella here will draw some fish eyeballs, and maybe you could enter that in. Not enter, submit that one in.
Well, what
13.
You don't know is that the Antichrist is the 14th artist, but we had to leave his name off the invitation.
But his works will be there.
Fair enough. Okay, so 14, guys. It's okay. Mm. There's no bad luck surrounding
including Satan.
Now, I read that you've collaborated with another one of the artists who I believe is a part of the exhibition, Kyoko Imazu, on various works. And I just wanted to ask, well, you talk to a lot of musicians, and obviously there's a lot of collaboration in music. With artists, particularly print artists, how does collaboration actually work? I imagine you don't draw at the same time.
No, we don't sit there with pencils doing
it.
Yeah. We could.
You could try it. Yeah.
I'm sure there's an upcoming Olympic event for simultaneous drawing.
Synchronised drawing.
Synchronised drawing, and we wear the nose plugs too. We generally swap a drawing. So I'll give Kyoko a drawing, she'll give me a drawing, and then each of us will modify the other person's drawing.
An incomplete drawing, or you've...
Well, it could be a complete drawing, but generally it's a complete drawing that's got some room to move in
it.
Okay. Or a place for the other person to do something too. And then once that modified drawing is satisfactory, we then transfer that to the etching plates.
Do you and Kyoko have similar styles, or is it quite obvious when she has adapted your work kind of thing? You can pick, I mean, you obviously could pick, but could someone else be like, they look
when
like
we,
they've been done by two different people?
Yeah, when we first started, we have very different subject matter. When we started working together, there was a difference in the way we drew. But we've been working now since 2010, and we've drawn our styles together. So while her themes are quite different, we want the actual execution to look seamless.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to see that.
Well,
that
we've got a show opening at the Sofitel on the 7th of July of our collaborative work. So
fantastic.
Excellent.
Come along to that.
We'll do. Sorry, at the Sofitel.
At the Sofitel.
7th of July.
At the top of Collins Street.
Yeah, fantastic. I'd love to see that. Yeah, because I had the same thought. I don't know how you would collaborate on a drawing.
Well, I wanted to ask, is it a big thing? Is it very common among artists to sort of collaborate like that?
It's not hugely common. It does happen, and it's happened going back a long time. There are famous double paintings by Frans Hals and I think Van Eyck. The one I'm thinking of, Hals drew the person and Van Eyck did the eagle. So there's been a tradition of it. It's not hugely common, but it does happen.
Yeah. Well, the results are awesome, and you can check them out at Damon's website. Could you give us a read of the website?
Okay, the website for my work is www.damon.tk, and for the collaborative work it's damonandkyoko.tk.
Beautiful. Thank
Amazing.
You for that. So get down to Melbourne Printmakers. It starts on Tuesday the 17th of June at the Joshua McClelland Print Room in Rathdown Galleries, and it's really, really great. There's a lot of fantastic art from, as we said, the 14 artists including
Get Serial 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays only on Syn.